He said, as a young man, he said, I dreamt of leaving this community so I can see what the world is all about. Well, the world has taught him to be a crooked liar, to be a cheater, to lie and to cheat. That's what it's taught him. No man has 11 to 1 testosterone or epic testosterone. If I had 11 to 1, I could bench press 1,200 pounds. No man has that. It's not a natural occurrence. He can say all he wants to, so the world, he left principles. But look at what the doctrines of hell have taught him. How to cheat, how to lie persuasively without any conscience, and say that this is a natural occurrence. He is a liar. He is a liar. A man at the age of 22, he began to lose the strength of his testosterone. At the age of 30, his testosterone, a young man, his zeal of his excellence, you all hear me, his zeal of his excellence and the power of his proudness as a man, his virileness is at the age of 27. And at the age of 30, it has gone way down. You see a declination from 30 on. And so this man's testosterone level is 11 to 1 lies. He got enough drugs in him to move a mountain if he wanted to. I told you that to show you how the principles that he thought that were so fuddy-duddy, that were established great principles, and now he will be the mockery, he will be scorned. He will never have a place in that community. Never. I don't care, even if he tries to clean his neighbor with all the finest lawyers he can find, no one will mess with him. The principles of Yahweh, the doctrine of Yahweh, will always sustain his visibility, his power, his character, and his personality. The doctrines of Shaitan will always... Shaitan is a deceiver, and he doesn't care about the masses of the people. Because this creation of Yahweh has demoted him a notch, and that he cannot handle, because he's full of pride and arrogance and haughty. And it has demoted him that Yahweh is mindful of a man. What is man? What is a man that has the Ruah of Yahweh? That he is mindful of him. The son of man, that he visits him. What is man? That Yahweh is so mindful of him. Very mindful. And so the principles of Yahweh, it will expose every kind of hidden, insidious working of Shaitan, doctrines of devils, and it will cause a man to rise up in his vehement nature against Yahweh, or cause that thing to be rooted out. So there are doctrines of devils that are implanted. They are have established these whole houses today, and we must understand how these things have come about. First of all, this Jezebel spirit, she has been the procurer or the seducer. And what is a Jezebel? Do you understand what a whore is? A whore always takes the place of the rightful one that should take care of the spouse. So she brings about a gratification for the moment. That's why these doctrines are always evolving. They're always changing. They never stay the same. They're always changing. And so what a whore does, she arouses one to give him a superficial emotion. It is not an enduring emotion. It is not something that sustains him. It is just only momentarily. That's all it does, because she is not faithful to anyone. So this Jezebel spirit, it is no more faithful to the Baptist or the First Baptist or the First Yehudims or the African-American Hebrew Israelites or the Caucasian Hebrew Israelites or the Hispanic Israelites. They all claim that they are the Israelites now. So the spirit of whoredom is no more faithful to them than it is with no one else. And they all can draw upon certain historical things to say, well, see, it is us, it is I, it is our race, it is our people. They all do that. And they preach, they speak these doctrines that are based upon flesh, and it has nothing to do with the spiritual Torah of Yahweh. We need something that will destroy the power of this flesh, bring it down, causing it to rise up. We sacrifice more to the idols than we do Yahweh. We worry about our bellies more than we do Yahweh. Everything. I will tell all of you, every last one of us, beginning with me, we will never have a problem with weight, sickness, or anything if we did what Yahweh said. We did what the scripture tells us. Period. Period. We'll put so much artificial stuff in us that our bodies are not right. It cannot expunge it. It cannot get it out. That's just it. Period. Period. That's just it. We have not obeyed the principles of Yahweh. Now, we don't like to hear that because it confronts us. No man big as me, when someone tells him he needs to lose weight, he wants to hear that. He doesn't want to hear that. Tell me I look nice. No, you don't. He doesn't want to hear that. He wants to hear things that that give him a kind of rosy emotion. He doesn't want to hear that. And that's just the truth. So we don't want to deal with those things that diametrically oppose us in our natural actions. And everything that Yahweh speaks to us oppose our natural proclivity. The way we do things, the way we crave for things, the way we covet things, the way we are drawn by things. And everything today is not by drawn by the hearing of it, is drawn by our visual perception. Everything we do is drawn by visual perception. Who we gravitate to, how they look. Are they cute? Are they handsome? Are they nice? Or nice looking? It's not based upon the intrinsic values of one's love. We don't base things upon that. A man looks for a wife, he looks at a physical thing first. He doesn't look at what's in her love. You know, the sister wrote me from, she's home now, Sister Yalia, she's been here. She wrote me a letter, I hope I have time to read. She said, Pastor Roberts, I was just taking a wash. She spent 2 months there in Ghana. She said, I feel humble to have spent that time there and to come back to this nation of such greedy, selfish, wicked people. She didn't lie on that one. She said, it was one thing that my heart was just enthralled with. As I watch these men and young men in that country having such a pulsating, burning desire to hear the truth of Yahweh. Listen now. Very few women. Now the whole house is in the doctrines of darkness of Shaitan. They're filled with women. And they would tell you, if it wasn't for the women, there would be no church. They say that. You say what you want to. You say what you will. That's what they say. If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have nothing. Honey, let me tell you something. You make up nothing. Period. That's the truth. If it wasn't, HaMashiach said that he will be of the assembly of Yahweh. By what? The principles of Yahweh. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. And believe me, the woman, the gates of hell prevailed against her. She was taken by her own. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It was a woman of sin. And that's what scripture says. Yahweh knew what he was doing. And so it's not based upon having women in a place or men either. It's based upon what Yahweh spoke. He asked daily unto the assembly such as should be delivered and should be saved. But it was amazing to hear that she said, and they seem so dedicated. And they seem so real in their desire to please Yahweh. I've watched this place and I've watched the women and the women that have left. And you can't find one of them that really have a heart to serve Yahweh. They have religious principles that are deceiving them in their own corruption. Be surprised at some of the families that are left from here, the trash that they're doing. Young girls, babies, all kind of sexual activities, their filthiness. When they were messed up here, I'll tell you what, as long as they were here, they were kept. First of all, there was fear enough to keep them. And that is a fact. Men going out on their wives and all kinds of things that are taking place. And that's the truth. I don't have to hear what they do. I know what they are doing. The young girls with babies, they're having babies out of draw legs. It is not of Yahweh. Young women exposing their bodies to mothers. Some dressing like they're dressing worse than whores. Jezebels are showing off their little flabby flesh, dressing like a slut out of the gully of hell. Get quiet, huh? You must know some of them that way. I don't have to see them. I know the general appearance of one when they go away from Yahweh. I know what they will do. Or they will have a form that they are right, but they deny the power, the doctrines of Yahweh. They can look all right, they can pretend they're all right, and they can call the name Yahweh. But that doesn't make them right. When they deny the principles of the power of that truth operating in them, that they become more and more like Hamashiach, and their expectation is to walk at the fullness of that power, and their lives represent the kingdom work of Yahweh. It's not out there today. You don't even find that among us. Because we're filthy dreamers, our aspiration is based upon our carnal flesh. We love things that are carnal and natural that draws us away from Yahweh. We will spend all day looking for nothing, but you can't spend 1 hour in scripture with Yahweh. I'd rather spend 8 hours. You ever do that, Pastor Robert's hours? I spend 5-6 hours of time. Are you boasting? No, I'm telling you. I lead by example. I don't have that. Sisters, you have all day to spend time in scripture. Brothers, you have time to do that. Especially the ones here. The ones that go out and work, different story. Hallelujah. We don't want to put nothing on them so they won't have time either. That's the truth. So this is the generation that the principles of Yahweh, the doctrine of Yahweh, we don't have those values in us today. The doctrines of devils. Doctrines of devils. Established principles. Paradigms. Principles that are established, that people hold fast to those tenets, and they believe it's the doctrine of Yah. Yahweh tells us to remember the Shabbat, doesn't he? And they say the first day. That's a doctrine. It's a doctrine of the devil. It is the first day. It is the Sunday. It's the venerable Sunday of worship, of wrath, and all of these serpentine deities. It's established by this opposition unto Yahweh. It was established by Constantine and those to oppose the principles of Yahweh. And out of that you saw the exaltation of this Jezebel that has seduced this Roman whore, this entity, this religious whore. And from this religious whore, we have seen every doctrine of darkness come forth. And out of her, she has produced these Jezebels that are illegitimate, they are bastard organizations. They have no true Avat, no Abba. They have came forth out of a false artificial insemination. She have been inseminated by Shatan. And out of their loins come these doctrines that are demonic, that causes the flesh to rise up and the creature to be more excellent than the Creator. And everything that they emphasize, the creature more than the Creator. You know, brother said, I can see why Pastor Roberts, they don't want you at their gatherings and their little conferences. And I know what. I have no problem with that, then whatsoever. Because there are things that must be. They must be made known to the house of Israel. And they must be spoken with clarity by an ignorant man like me that have no command of the English vernacular. Broken grammar, that's all right. Well, these things are they're important for us to know. And so out of the loins of this Jezebel, out of this Babylonian heathenistic whore, this whore of great confusion, this whore of great corruption, you have seen the spawning of every kind of religious kind of doctrine and spirit there is. And she keep them all on the rein by one principle and one tenet of her doctrine. You must deny the Shabbats. You must not recognize the power, not just the name. As Elder Martin said to me walking here, there are many that know the name and use it, but there is a power and a deliverance that comes in the name when one understands the spiritual power of that name. So just know the name in itself has no value. For the devils know the name, and they fear the name, and they have great reverence for the name, but they cannot live by the strength of that name. They don't have the character of the name, and they can't live it. And so these doctrines that have been birthed, And they have been birthed by this seductive Babylonian spirit. Has been birthed by this spirit that gives great honor unto flesh. And that's all it does. That's all this Babylonian heathenistic mindset does. It reverences nothing but flesh. It gives credence unto the flesh. It gives strength unto the flesh. And it gives no honor unto Yahweh at all. They're nothing but soothsayers today. They're nothing no more than astrologists today. That's all they do. Their prophecies are based upon satanic doctrines of astrology. And they speak smooth words to everyone. You will never hear them correct anyone. Yahweh is known in His doctrine. His doctrine, the way He makes Himself known unto us, He is known by the Ruah of His Mitzvah. He will always judge us. He is known by His judgment. And doctrine always judges us. Doctrine always corrects us. Doctrine always brings us back in line with the principles, the tenets of Almighty Yahweh. The doctrines of Yah always do that. The doctrines of Shaltan will always establish an opposition unto Yahweh. It will always oppose Him. That's why many of the children today, I will read you what Scripture says. They don't want to believe that their children are cursed. When one will not hold fast to the principles of Almighty Yahweh, I'm telling you what Scripture says. Your rebellious, wicked Jezebel daughters and sons that defy Yahweh in the pit of hell shall they lift their eyes. They are not going to stand and defy Yahweh and say, I will not do what He says. Let them go to hell is what I say. I don't care who it is. And I mean that. One that defied the principles of Almighty Yahweh. Don't tell me Yahweh is not able to ensure young man or woman if they love Him. If they don't love Him, He will not. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And they're rebellious. They reject Yahweh. They reject His truth just like you do. We reject His truth. We get upset. I'm quite sure none of you all have never gotten upset with Pastor Roberts. I'm just preaching. Don't even answer, all right? Just think about that one. I'm quite sure you never gotten upset, all right? It's not me that you're getting upset with. You get upset with Him. And that's the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So Yahweh has caused this Jezebel to rise up. This Babylonian, this confused whore. And all of their doctrines are confusing. All of them. Every last one of their doctrines are confusing. It confused the mind. The First Baptist doctrine confuses the Second Baptist. The Pentecostal doctrine confuses the apostolic, confuses them. The apostolic confuses the Church of God in Christ. All of their doctrines are confusing. Because she's made and her birth is one to bring forth children that are confused. They're not to have the sense of the mind of HaMashiach. That's the only way we're going to understand the truths of Yahweh. Until we destroy the power of this old flesh, we will never understand the things of Yahweh. You will always subside with flesh. You will always give great credence to flesh. You will always give your loyalty to flesh. It will never be to Yahweh. I will give my loyalty to Yahweh. I don't care if I had a son, daughter, wife, whomever. I will hold fast to the principles of Almighty Yahweh. Though all men forsook me, as Shaul said, everyone. Yet Yahweh, He never at all, and all of His works, and all of His doing, He has never forsaken me. And so to be forsaken, my friend, brother, and that, it makes no difference at all. As a young man, when He began to deal with me, I began, as I understood principles, I began to hold fast. Although I may have been ignorant, I have never capitulated. And I won't do that for anyone. Yahweh has blessed me. Oh, yes, He has. I'm blessed. I have His joy. I have the fullness of His strength in me. What do you mean? When I hear about Him, when I talk about Him, and that's what my conversation is about. Nothing else. It does something to my Ruah. I love to understand His habits, His practices, His principles. So I give my mind over unto searching out Scripture to show how ignorant I am, show what little I know. And show the vastness of His greatness and the power of His resources. They are unlimited. I believe that. Well, you don't have a big house. Don't need that. I have a hut to sleep in. That's enough. And by the way, it was 91.6 in there yesterday. I had to go outside on that one. It was awful hot. But that's all right. In Iraq yesterday, in Baghdad, it was 118 degrees. And they only have electricity about 3 hours a day. So I'm satisfied. Sister Yalia there in Ghana, it was hot. We are a creature thing. That's all we are. Hallelujah. Let me move on. He tells us in Hebrews chapter 13. Listen to this. Hebrews 13. Turn there. I want to read one more verse in 1 Timothy 4 and 2. He said, they will begin to speak lies. And that's false teachings. In hypocrisy. This religiosity. Having their conscience seared or branded with a hot iron. When you brand something, you intend for that mark to stay, don't you? You intend for that mark to stay. They don't brand cows or beasts. That's why they're like brute beasts. Speaking evil of those things that they know not. You brand a beast. And so their minds are branded and sealed with a hot iron because they speak doctrines that are based upon hypocrisy. They're not based upon the principles of Almighty Yahweh. Now what Shaul does, he speaks to the Hebrew Israelites and he warns us here in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9. He tells us, he says this to us now, be not carried about with different kinds of diverse and strange doctrines. Now is that a warning to us? We should not be carried about with diverse, different kind, different formations of strange doctrines. There are some strange doctrines out here today. Well, what is a strange doctrine? Do you understand what a strange doctrine is? Can I tell you what something is strange? When the doctrine is not based upon the principles of Torah, it is a strange doctrine. When it's based upon the ills of carnal thinking and beastly natural thinking, it is a strange doctrine. So there are many strange doctrines today. There are all kinds of strange doctrines. You got some that call themselves Hebrew Israelites that tell you can have more than one wife. And if you actually study scripture, even with Sarai, with the bondwoman, Haggai, you will see that Yahweh never intended for man to have one. And even with those, look at Solomon, all those he had in the concubines, there were only one. There was only one that was a wife. Only one. Only one. And David with Bathsheba, because of his sins, to cover his own sins, he gave him one. Gave him Abigail. Yahweh never intended for that. We espouse unto him. He did not give us a formation of deities. And time passed. He suffered us. He would suffer men. But you cannot see that nowhere in Torah, whereby it's written, whereby men had wives and wives and wives. It was not so. So we have all kinds of strange doctrines today. We have all kinds of white doctrines. We have all kinds of color doctrines. We have all kinds of ethnicity doctrines. And they never produce the strength, the character, and the power of Almighty Yahweh in those parishioners that listen to it. What Yahweh deals with, I say this over and over, he deals with the subtlety and the corruption of a man's heart. To take his Torah and to displace it with some strange doctrines and some principles. Can I tell you how doctrines are formed in you? It's your own opinion. That's what judgment is. It is an opinion made and carried out. So when you have your own opinion, you will say, I don't think it takes that. Well, what does it take? Can I ask you all a question? Listen to this. If Yahweh commands us to love him with some of our heart, with what? I stop right there. With all. Well, then what does it take then? Say it. It takes all. It takes all. So he has given us all the instructions we need in the book, right? So does it take all of it? It takes all. It takes all. It takes all. And he does not scuttlebutt with words. He means what he says. He speaks what he says. He says in Hebrews 13:9, brothers and sisters, Hebrew Israelites, do not be carried away with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a tough thing that the elect be established with the favor or the free unmerit love of Yah, not with meat now, which has not profited them, which has occupied therein. Not with doctrines that are not based upon the principles of Torah. He said, not with meat now. Meat never profits you. All of your dreams, what has it profited you? All of the meat that you eat, all the things that you allow your mind to digest on, what does it profit you? So we meat never profit or be carried away with this fleshly desire of man. Everything is based upon what this carnal mind is able to imagine and the filthiness of our dreams are able to establish. These are principles and doctrines of darkness. Isn't it amazing if I use that expression, the superlative? How that, listen to me, brothers and sisters. You all can sit in the cool room and give attentiveness to every kind of foolishness there is. I can imagine the laughter down there. But when it comes to the things of Yahweh, our minds do drift. They are not stable. They do not comprehend. It is one thing about the people that we call of color. I'm saying this and I say it with no disregard. Something is wrong. I was listening to a report the other day. And they were talking about children and talking about the vaccines that parents are giving their children. And the thing says that the people that 40% of this population, 40 to 50%, never allows their children to be vaccinated. They say, where is the Caucasian that are the upper middle class and the rich? They never allow that. Never. In Texas, you must take 40 shots before. You tell me a 5-year-old needs 40 shots before they can go to school. Something is twisted in this damnable world. And the people that are less reluctant or the ones that are more willing to give their children over to that and have no comprehension of what is the people of color of this complexion. Even the Hispanics will take their children and run, but the people of color, we are the ones. Because we are not able to hear. We don't apply what Yahweh has given us. And that's just the truth. You can take it any way you want to, but it's just the truth. This is the truth. They are the people that whereby the teacher say your child needs this kind of drug or this kind of attention. We need to put them. They're the only people that will say, okay, all right, okay. No other race of people like them. And that's the truth. We are people that we need to hear. We need to hear what Yahweh says. We are people that resist. That's why we don't like doctrine. That's what doctrine discipline us. We like doctrines of devils. They give us that liberty to do every kind of vile, insidious thing we can think of. That doesn't make the other races any more profound because they do that. But what I'm saying as a people, we are the ones, or the people of color are the ones that are so easily seduced and susceptible to every kind of twisted doctrine. You can set a Caucasian man before a group of people of color and they will believe every word he says. You will set a man like me before them, he will reprove them and tell them their lies, they will reject him. You will set a Caucasian man, they will send him millions and thousands of dollars. They will hear a man like me that is a man of color, they will not send him one dime. You understand that? And that is the truth. That is the truth. Because of the doctrines and the way the mind has been shaped by these doctrines of devils, they're doctrines of devils. They're not the doctrines of Yahweh. Strange and different kind and twisted doctrines. Now, there are many statistical things that I could show you all because I try to be informed on things. And there's no reason that you cannot be informed. You spend less time talking. The scripture tells us to be quick to what? Be quick to what? Now, we are people that don't practice that, do we? And then we be slow to speak. We're people that's quick to speak now and very slow to hear. And so I have the ability to hear. I like to listen. I like to hear things. I like to know things. I like to be aware of things. I do. It doesn't make me special. It doesn't make me smart at all. It just shows you how dumb I am. Because that's why I want to be aware of the things. It doesn't show me that I have a great sense of intelligence. It certainly doesn't. Because I'm only being informed by someone else. That's it. So it doesn't show me that I have the ability to originate anything. Nor does it show you that. There's only one originator. And he gave us a doctrine and principles that I'm telling you, they are applicable 6,000 years ago like they are today. And they will be applicable in the kingdom. You think in the kingdom we're not going to remember the Shabbat? You think that's going to be a 7-day rest in the kingdom? You think we're not going to reverence His name? You think we're going to be some kind of frivolous people of frolicking, doing every kind of imaginable wicked thing it is? How's He going to rule? How's somebody y'all going to rule? Say it, my brother. Rod of what? It's going to be a rod of iron. And that's what He's given us principles in His doctrine. His doctrine is a sure thing. It doesn't bend, it doesn't break. I haven't seen no iron like that. That you can't bend or break. If it's that rigid, it'll break. And if it's not that rigid, then it'll bend. But yet the rod of Yahweh will never bend. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. Everything He says, every principle, it is going to be applicable. The principles of Yahweh are not going to change because there's a transformation. Because we have been changed. They're not going to change. Let me tell you something, y'all folks. The principles or the things that your parents have taught you, they will never change in life because if this thing lasts, if you have children, you will try to teach them the very same principles. They will never change. Principles never change. You don't believe that? Is it right to go out and kill someone? Just take a pistol. You think that'll change 100 years from today? It will never change. Is it right for a man to commit adultery on his wife with another woman? Is it right for a woman to do that? Even just the act of it seems so unclean, doesn't it? Even if that wasn't a principle that says so. It just seems so unclean. And so the principles of the Torah of Yahweh will never change. Can I show you another principle? Can I show you a Torah? If a man gets on a 10-story high building, jump head down, is he going to kill himself? Would that change because of 10 years from today? Will it still be the same? The principle will always be the same. The tenets will always be the same. The tenets of gravity, and Mr. Newton discovered, he didn't discover gravity. He just understood the principles. The Yahweh just opened the man's mind up to understand the principles of gravity. They never change. What goes up, does it come down? Sure, it always comes down. It comes down. So the principles never change. If there are laws that are written in nature, they never change. Can two women have a baby? Would they ever be able to produce a child? Can two men have a baby? These are principles, these are Torahs in life that they will never change. Is Shatan, doctrines of devils trying to change that? Are they not trying to alterate or trying to alter the ability for women to take the seed of a woman and put that in another woman to produce a baby? They're trying those things. Are they not trying to create test tube babies? Are they not trying to make men where they, as a matter of fact, I read some time ago, they made a man or they had it whereby he actually had a child in his womb. They took the female eggs and the estrions and put it in the man. He acted, had a big belly and all that. They're creating these kind of retarded, superficial kind of beings. And the doctors of hell today, the principles of darkness, to tell a man to go beyond the parameter of the Torah of Yahweh, don't commit adultery, don't fornicate, that they're producing children today, that their minds are being given over from the powers of hell, from birth. Not the man of HaMashiach. We wonder why things are the way they are. We wonder why our nation is the way it is. And the murdering, the killing, because the principles of the doctors from childbearing, they are imparted into them. Isn't that something? Because at one time they would tell you folks, we're such an ignorant people. We'll show what the enemy told us, and everybody was doing this. If you're honest enough with yourself, you sisters, you have done that too. They will say to you that even in the womb of the child, you can begin to form the thinking. So read to the baby. Talk to the baby. Your mothers never did that. Not any of y'all did that while pregnant, did you? Huh? You sure you did that? You did that. You did that. So they tell you that. They show you, just read to the child. Talk to the child. And there are parents that are literally, they have produced actually geniuses. They really have. Just by causing the cell structure of the brain, a magnificent thing Yahweh's put there, to develop. So don't tell me, if that principle and that law works, the principles of Yahweh, if we actually exercise them righteously, they will not work. The thing is, we don't do it. Because our lives are superficial. They're not based upon the principles of Yahweh. They're not based upon the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh. They're based upon the doctrines of hell, the doctrines of devil, the doctrines that caters to the flesh. We're given over to strange doctrines. We love strange things. We love things that make us estranged from Yahweh. We become estranged from Yahweh. We will not do what He tells us to do. We get upset. You all that are married, next Saturday will be next Sunday. first day. 29 years for us. Is that right? So I've been married 29 years. You tell me the 29 years that I've been married with my wife, that we've never been estranged. You tell me your husband never been estranged from your wife. You move yourself away, upset with her. She's upset with you. All right, now that's what we do when we become estranged with Yahweh. We get upset with him. We don't like what he says. And why do we get upset that way? Is it because of a principle? Is it because of something that was said? Was it not something that we adhere to in the house? I was telling the brothers the other day that my wife and we first got married. She would get on me all the time about squeezing the toothpaste. All right, start from the end. Okay, now I started doing that. But now she squeezed the toothpaste in the middle anywhere. You understand? She would always say to me, "Brother, why don't you pick the seat up when you use the restroom?" Okay, I'll do that. Now, I do that. It is just habitual. I do it regardless. Now, when I don't let it down, then there's a problem with that too now. Now, if I let it up, then you can let it down. When you use it, just let it down. If I must pick it up to use it, why not let it down when you use it? Why not do that? So even those principles and those little things in your window things, I use that to show us the knowledge of Yahweh's principle. They're always steadfast. And so the Torah of Yahweh, what he requires us to do, he means for us all to do it. Consistently. Every time. We can't be given away to these strange doctrines. Listen to this. Carried away with strange doctrines. Diverse doctrines and strange doctrines. For it is tough that our love, first of all, be established. We must establish our love in order not to be carried away with these doctrines. And they're established by the free, unmerited counsel, the love of Yahweh. We must receive that. Deacon Benny, how many children do you have? 4. You never put the rod to them. You did. Is that love? We don't think that the disciplines of Yahweh is love. And yet we wouldn't think in this generation, they tell you today that's wrong to do that. And so we produce a generation of heathens and retarded young men and women. We produce a generation of rebellious daughters that defy the principles of their homes. Their mothers, they speak to them. That every little Jezebel that does that in hell, she's going to lift her eyes. Every son that talks his mother in a way that is disrespectful, they're going to pay for that. I don't care who they are. Will you talk about your mother? No, I would tell my mother. I never walked to my mother's house and tried to belittle her or talk to her in a way that was just wrong. When she would do things that were wrong, I said, "That's not right. That's not right. You call her that and you're doing things worse than she is. She had 3 babies by 3 different men. You had 6. Now what that makes you then? Why would you do that so that she wouldn't do her that way? What she should have done is taught her how to be a woman. That's what she should have done. Taught her how to be a mother. And she did not do that. You understand? So you're not going to get by. Your lives are going to be miserable as hell. And that's why our lives are miserable today, because we don't do what our Abba tells us. We don't obey the principles of Yahweh. We don't follow through on what he commands us. And that's why our lives are not, they're not lives of fullness. Our lives are not energized and robust. We don't have that. And for some reason we think that our filthy dreams and our own thoughts are going to grant that to us. It's not. We should not be given over to strange doctrines and these false pseudo-teachings. I want to close here, but I want to read this. And I'm going to continue on this next week on Scripture Truth Wednesday or Shabbat. Look what it says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. I'll really get into the heart of this the next time. I simply want to lay some principles today. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Look what it says. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure, and that is to hold fast the one being held erect to." They will not endure what kind of doctrine? Sound doctrine. There is no admixture or error at all. Now, that's what something is sound is, isn't it? There's no other admixture. There's no error in it. There's no falseness to it. We're in a time where they will not endure. They will not, that their minds are not established by sound doctrine. But look at this now, because this is what I'm going to deal with the beginning of next week. He says, "But after their own lusts, their own stubbornness, their own rebelliousness, their own greed, their own self-righteousness, After their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall be turned, or they shall turn away their ear from not just truth now, but it says the truth. Does it say that? This is a generation that is turned away from the truth. Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting. And we know that His Torah is the truth. He is from everlasting. And the Torah is the truth. And they shall turn their ears away from the truth. And they shall be turned unto, or they shall give themselves unto lies, fables, doctrines that are strange, doctrines of deceptions, doctrines of devils. They shall be turned away from Yahweh's truth. And the reason they shall be turned away, because of their own lust, of their own stubbornness, their own hard-headedness, their own rebelliousness, their own sin, their own corruption, their own wickedness. That's why. Let me tell you something, little ones. If you all get upset with that, and you get an attitude with what I'm saying, because that's you, you better get your little wicked self right. I don't care who you are, all right? Doesn't make any difference how you feel. Now, the next time you do that, then I will just expose you before all. When one rejects Yahweh's truth, when they're given over unto their own lusts, then they want those doctrines of devils. That's why they gravitate to them. That's why they love them. They're given over unto them. They look for teachers so they can satisfy their own lusts. They can keep their cravings. And that's what the doctrines of devils do. That's why you have the Benny Hinn's. That's why you have the T.D. Jakes. That's why you have the Oral Roberts, your Richard Roberts. That's why you have these men, the Osteen there in Texas. That's why you have these men, and they go by the tens of thousands. Because these are doctrines of devils. That's why you have the different kind of religious facets. Because it never teaches a discipline. It never teaches a lifestyle that is in complicit compliance to what Yahweh commands, according to the beginning of all things. They never teach a doctrine that way. It is a Babylonian doctrine that confuses the mind, and the masses of the people there are so confused, they don't know Adam from bullfrog. And that is the truth. Because they are so seduced and they're so encapsulated in their greed and their lust and their flesh. There's such a God spirit upon them. And that's what man became when he disobeyed Yah. He became a deity, an entity unto himself. Because then he began to choose what was right and wrong. That's why Cain rose up and slew Abel. He began to say, this is right, I can do it, and no one can stop me. You understand? And so these masses of the people go into these whorehouses of darkness. They're so confused because they have a liberty to commit every kind of wicked thing there is. There's no discipline. And that is a delight of the flesh. It's one thing about flesh. Anytime it's corralled, it begins to hate, doesn't it? When a parent speaks to a child, or they begin to rise up in their own attitude, don't they? You ever done that? Because it is a discipline there. Flesh hates any kind of discipline. And everything that Yahweh teaches us, it is to discipline us for His perfection. That's why He teaches us. And that's why we must destroy the power of it. That's why we ought to delight in Yahweh's dominion. Because reproof of instruction is the way of life. Anywhere in life you go, there's going to be reproof. And there's going to be instructions. And you're going to find yourself in sad shape if you think you're going anywhere in life, if you're going on any man's job and he's not going to reprove you. And don't let him have a difficult problem with his wife that night. And you're the first thing he sees that day. Huh? That's right. Don't let that be. You're going to find out. If you think that life is based upon your little foolish dream and your filthy dream and your own lust, you're wrong. It's not based that way. Stupidity. The principles of Yahweh will never be nullified. They always work. And that is why we have this strong drive of these doctrines of devils to remove us away from the disciplines of Yahweh's doctrines. Because the discipline of Yahweh's doctrines, by the spirit of Yahshua HaMashiach, it brings us into that perfect mindset that Yahweh intends us to be. And that mindset will please Yahweh in everything. You will know it's a doctrine of the devil, a doctrine of darkness, because when it pleases only the flesh, you know it's not of Yahweh. And all the doctrines today please one component, and that's the flesh. It never deals with the vile, insidious workings in a man's lab. It doesn't do that. And Yahweh wants to deal, we use the word soul, but he deals with the whole being of man. That's what soul actually is, the being, is the fullness of man. It is his entire being. He deals with the entire being. He just doesn't deal with the spiritual enlightenment of man. He deals with the fullness of man. That's what he deals with our whole. And that is what doctrine does. It deals with the whole of man. That is what Torah does. It deals with the whole of man. Every aspect of our lives, it deals with that. And every aspect of our lives must be dealt with. May Yahweh help you all today. Let me say this to you all now. You that are listening as well. Now I want you all to open your eyes in Yah's house and quit going to sleep. There's no reason you go to bed. Now despise that. Can I ask you brothers that go out here and work? Can you go to sleep driving that tractor trailer back there? You drive a truck, can you go to sleep back there, Brother Kevin? Can you go to sleep back there? No, you definitely can't do it now in the office. Can you do it, brother? Elder, so you don't do it in Yahweh's house. You spend 8 hours out there. And you come to Yahweh's house. How many hours you drive a day, Elder Wyman? 10 to 11. You take your nap while you're driving on the road. You go to sleep while you're driving. You got to be sharp and aware. See, so why? Because you know there are different, there are things that you're surrounded by. So you come in Yah's house, you get that. Come on, you young ones, you sleep enough at night. You come in here, I mean that, you're older ones too. You go on a job and you fall asleep like that, that's why they won't even hire you. They fire you. Show a disinterest. When you do that, it shows a disinterest. You have no reason. You go to bed. There's no reason at all. You keep your eyes sharp, your mind sharp. I don't take that back. It's a sad shame. Close your mouth and sit upright. You're going to go to sleep when you sit. I'll slouch you. Sit upright. You won't go to sleep. Get some good posture. Hallelujah, Wayne. Shame with you that are listening. It's not a time for you to take a nap on the couch when this preacher's preaching. You hear what the Ruah says. I will continue this message on next week on part two, or how many parts ever Yahweh directs me. And I will show us the principles of His doctrine as well. So let us not be captivated by these strange doctrines and these diverse doctrines. And there's one thing about the flesh, it always wants something new, doesn't it? Can I show you something? Be honest with me. And if it's not so, lift your hand. If you get a new dress, daughters, sisters, you brothers get a new pair of pants and new shoes, does it make you feel a little different? Huh? It does. Well, I'm all right, Sister Roberts can make mine. I'm all right. You know. But you feel a little different. You sister, you get a nice frock and you think it's pretty. You walk a little different, don't you? Yeah, you do. You get something, you want everybody to see it, huh? Well, this right here cost me $8. I paid $1 a yard for the material. Mama made it for me, all right? So if Yahweh opens up something that is refreshing to us, it ought to make us look different. You have even a different look on you when you sisters, you'll suck your belly in when you got on a dress a little too tight because you don't want everything. Come on, brothers. We are such hypocrites. That's one thing about us. We don't want to deal with the real reality thing. What woman really doesn't suck her belly in, really? She wants to always, any kind of health physician would tell you that. Man, you suck it in. Tighten your muscles up. Tighten your stomach muscles up. So when a woman, she thinks she looks good, she's going to put on something, even though it may be a little tight, but she doesn't want her belly to, thank you, my sister. She doesn't want it to appear to be as big as it is, isn't it? Because she wants to look her best. Isn't that so? Isn't that so? So that's what Yahweh speaks to us. That He cuts the fat off. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We're so timid. We're so tentative about every little thing. When Yahweh, I don't care what it is, we get so, just, well, don't say that. Our little emotions are so shallow, it's not even like paper glass. It's not even like that. And it's sad. We're pitiful people. We're very sad. It is. It ought to be a progression with the people of Yah every day. Every single day. You should be able to look back last week where you come from this week. If I can't see that something is wrong. If I can't see a move from last week to this week, something is wrong. If I can't see in my life 25 years, if I can't see from 29 years I've been a husband in the beginning, that was no husband, didn't understand what a husband was, to now, there's something is wrong. And every day you should see a progressive change. Every day in your life. Every day. Every day. There ought to be something that you can recognize and identify that this is wonderful. This is wonderful. And that's the way it should be. And the only way you're going to know that, those kind of things, you've got to work with those things that tends to always keep you in that sloth type of poverty. Folding your hands, said, I don't have to deal with it. You got to deal with it. Hallelujah. Way. I will use analogies, whether it's about weight or this or clothing, all that, because that will show us how those things correlate in this walk that we walk in. Come on, you can't put in if you're on something nice, new, and you tell me you don't feel good. Well, look at this. I feel just as fine. What Sister Robin makes me, if I'd rather she make it for me. I don't like the stuff in the store because, first of all, I can't hardly find any slacks that fit me. And if I do, you got to take them up and all that. So it's always been difficult for me to find things that fit me. So when she learned how to sew, that's all right. Wonderful. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's all right. And I love for her to do that for me. So it's always been difficult to find slacks that fit me. When I bought suits, I could never buy a suit because I had to get a suit that was 50-52. And the slacks would be 52. So how do you, I don't know, with a 36-inch waist, 38-inch waist, how do you get a 52-inch pants? Just can't wear. Because they don't make slacks for a man that's got a build like me. If a man got as big as me up here, then his gut is that big too. If he's 52 inches in the chest, then his gut is 52 inches. That's how they make suits. I don't know about the women. If she's heavy up here, then they figure she's all down there too. So for a man that be 52 inches here, they make the pants 52 inches. So that's a difficult thing trying to find. And then when you take them up, you want to make sure you keep the corner on because they look so bad. Sure. So Yahweh comes to dress us in the garment of righteousness. And he begins by disrobing us and showing us how naked we are. And he began to lay his principles in place, his doctrines. The doctrines of devils and the doctrines of Yah. May he bless you today. You that are listening, we bless you all today. We hope that Yahweh bless you today. Oh, wonderful. We bless you all. Let me say this. Bless your brother Nathan there in Houston, Texas. He wrote me this morning as we talked that he is starting a link whereby that those that do not come to the website don't know about it. He's starting something whereby they can hear the message 24 hours a day. Brother, he's just doing it on his own, taking the expense to do that. And we bless you for that, my brother. We bless you. We all do greet you and all those that are listening with you today as well. There are those that listen with him, 8, 10, 12 people at a time. They come, they listen with him, and they join service with him. And then he broadcasts the broadcast. He said, I want to play it so they be heard 24 hours a day. He's going to set up a system at his house. So 24 hours a day, it'll go. Whether they find it here or there. That's a wonderful thing. And those that sent often, like David Morning there and Brother Dave there and St. Louis and Brother James in New York and Brother James and Sister Teresa here. And so is Yahweh. And there are those that help substantiate the work and send their offerings. And I bless them for that. I thank Yahweh for that. I do. The works will go on before anyone starts sending offering. And they're not going to stop at all. But when I see a brother like that that takes the finance and so others can hear the message, that's all right by me. That's all right. That's all right. I know it's in Yahweh's hand. So I don't take these things for granted. I really don't. But I'm going to utilize what Yahweh gives us righteously and appropriately. I will do that, brothers and sisters. I will do that. I have never used it for my own self-interest and my own selfishness. No, I have not. I have not. Well, Pastor Robertson, suits you well. Well, most of the material I buy, you're like that suit Brother Dale had on when he preached the other week. That's pretty, wasn't it? I found the material. He said, boy, I sure like that. I said, man, why you say that? Because you said that, I'm about to give it to you. Ah,
I don't mind doing that. He said, no, you keep it fast. I said, no, brother. Come on. I'd rather give it to you. Whatever's left, I'll take that. That's the way it should be. It wasn't but a dollar a yard, too. How much would we pay? $12 for a brother there? That's all. You spend that much in cookies and stuff like that. And that kind of stuff. And that's just the truth. You're always going to always confront us and let us know what we're doing. We're not going to get by with nothing. I don't care what we think. You ought to bless him for that. You're not getting by with it. You ought to thank him. Don't say you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. We may fool ourselves, even ourselves some of the time, but you can't do it all the time. No, you can't. And so I'm glad that he's forthright with me. I'm glad that he's up front. I'm glad of that. Let me read this. I want to read an article. I want to read two little things, and we're going to close. You got to listen to this. I'll read this letter from the sister. She just got back from Ghana. I had her when she was there, the pastor over there, because there are some precious sisters over there, and very virtuous young women, and very beautiful sisters. Yeah, clean looking, simple looking, never have probably had on a new pair of shoes all their lives. I mean, tell the truth. Very attractive sisters. Young virgins, never touched a man. By the way, when the sister went to Africa, I asked her to go by and see the pastor. And they entreated her very kindly, believe me. I know they did. They enjoyed her presence to be there with them. So she writes me this letter. I want to read two things. She says, Shalom, Pastor Roberts, Victory Community. I praise you all for my safe return. I pray all is well with you and Victory Community. I truly miss listening to the broadcast in its entirety because I was able to hear part of some of the messages at the cafe. They have cafes in the internet cafe. They don't have it like we have in America. Most of Africa is that way. She said, after being away for 2 months, it is hard to readjust. Ghana is such a humbling country as probably most Africa. I feel embarrassed to be a part of an arrogant and greedy nation like America, but Yah is perfect. No one will. You're not going to find any of the kids today that will go there and work and help. You're not going to find that. This is a greedy nation. They don't take it. They don't give a damn about nobody. Your children. I don't care what you say. They care about their lust, their wickedness. This sister can make money. Believe. I wish she did now. All right. She said the congregation there is almost unbelievable. She says unbelievable. I believe that. To see so many young men and very few women studying the truth of Torah and appear to be so serious. Praise Yah. This country, they're caught up in the frivolity and foolishness. Very few young sisters love Yah today. Very few. They don't even care about it. Very few young men in this country. They don't care. It's a novelty when you find a young man that's sincere. You sisters, your brothers, you spend that much time with Yahweh as you do spending time with the things that oppose your flesh. And that's very little. My visit wasn't in vain because God knows it is in my heart to leave America. I can't blame him for that. I was able to purchase land. You see what she did? You can buy land over there very cheap. I was able to purchase land and she will create jobs for others. It's the difference between money and wealth. Negroes in America have no wealth because they are stubborn, hard-headed people. You can't tell them nothing. I was able to purchase land. Wonderful. Establish a site for internet cafe. Brother Yakahana, I don't even know the brothers, but yet she had enough presence of truth in her heart. The stupid Negroes in America, they're selfish and greedy as hell. They don't care about nobody. That's right. They talk about this African black stuff. They don't give a nickel worth of dog's meat about them. People over there in that country starving. They wish they had a piece of bread. Just a little meat. She said he was a young technician. He was Brother Yakahana is a computer technician. And he was unemployed. So he offered to run the cafe for me. That's beautiful. If it is Yah's will, me and my family will return in January and stay 6 months. I will not make permanent move there because my son is here. So for the meantime, I will stay 6 months at a time. If it is the Most High will, I plan to spend Feast of Tabernacles at Victory Community. Shalom. Love, Sister Yalia. She had a little money. She didn't take it and waste it on, 10 or 15 cell phones. The rest of the ball player the other day, he had 3 cellular phones. That is so stupid. He had 3 in his pocket. It's just so dumb. I listened to a young man. He said, so stupid. I listened to a young man. He said, you know what? He said, boy, they have really robbed the folks, boy. He said, they spent $6,000 on rims. He said, you can't even see the rims when you're driving the car. That's kind of crazy to me. He said, you're in a car, you can't even look out and see the rims. He said, that's stupid. He said, you would think, he said, I don't even, he said, look, he said, if you save $10, he said, if you save $5 a day, at the end of the year, you have $1,800. He said, well, that's a nice little piece of change. He said, if you save $10 a day, you figure you have $3,600. He said, believe me, he said, I'm so frugal. He said, I don't even let $5 squeeze out of my hand. He said, I try not to blow $5 a week. I remember being in the military. I'll show you something. I'm quite sure the man now, he was a Caucasian. I thought it was the most stupidest thing. Every nickel, brother, he had recorded every dime he had spent since he was a little boy. He had wads and over. He said, I spent a nickel here. I said, man, that's crazy. I understood what he was doing. He had records of every dime he spent. He knew what it was. So what they've done, they've dumbed your daughters and sons down. They put these flashy, stupid things before them. And they actually think they got something. The difference between wealth and money. Money just make you pay bill. Wealth is a different thing. I was speaking to brother there. He said, man, we walked up this road together. Brother, I said, brother, there we get that. He said, well, that's saying something there. We get all this, we saying something. He said, that's all right, Pastor Bob. Because that's part of creating some kind of wealth. What we would have is just a little money in China, what we were. You're just paying bills and paying out of bills. It's different. It's a different thing. And Israel had wealth. They didn't have money, they had wealth. You hear me? And because of the stupidity of the mindset, you can't even, if you got 25 people, I'd rather have 20 people here that are solid, real. That's all I need. I can do more with 20 than 200. I guarantee you. Hallelujah. You that are listening, I don't take a word back. I don't care what anyone says, what they want to do. They can do it out of here. But as far as this place, there's going to be a standard here. And it's going to be kept here. I don't care what no one says. Period. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening. Pastor Robert's getting a little aroused here. That's all right. But his word is still the truth. Come on, Brother Pat.
So let there be love.
That's all right.
Share among us. Let there be a love in our lives. May not your love sweep this house. Cause us Yahweh to arise. Give us a friend. Understanding a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on, grab your neighbor's hand.
So let there be love shared. It among us, let there be love in our lives. Bring up your love, sweep this house. Cause us, Yahweh, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding. A brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be a love.
Come on, look at your neighbor and sing that.
So let there be a love shared among us. Let there be a love in our lives. May now your love sweep this house. Cause us Yahweh to arise. Give us a friend, understanding. A brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be
love. One more time, come on.
So let there
be. We bless you all that are listening. Bless your sister Tucker, brother Tucker there. Widget. All you that are listening, Brother James and Sister Teresa, may y'all bless you today. Brother James and the young. Brother David Morning, we bless you. Wherever you're listening, we bless you all. Thank you for the fellowship. Brother Nathan, you're with all the gathering there. May Yahshua's name rest upon you all today. Yahshua's mighty name. We bless you all. Thank you kindly.
A fresh understanding upon the miller that is real. So let there be light shed among us. Let there be a light.
For we do bless you and thank you for all things. That the words be a seasoning to the hearts of your people, to the leaven of your people. We pray for Sister Laura, her situation, you strengthen her and touch her, I pray. Help us all in your Yahshua's mighty name. Give us guidance. Teach us out safely down the highway, Elder Crawford, and Elder Wyman and his wife, Sister Peggy. We pray for him, take him safely. We ask all things in your Yahshua's mighty name. And all of his people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.